I'm Sarah Lipman. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning Sefer Mishle, Proverbs, chapter 12. In this chapter, the most frequent words are tzaddik and rasha, righteous person and wicked person. We studied those in chapter 10, where they appeared even more frequently. So today we're going to study the words tov and ra, which each appear four times in this chapter. That's about twice as frequently as for the rest of the book, and 9 to 11 times more frequently than in the rest of Tanakh. Tov and ra, good and bad or evil. These are major themes of our chapter. As always, unless otherwise stated, I will be using the teachings of Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch as a basis for this analysis. In order to begin to understand the concept of tov, good, we want to look at the first place the Torah introduces us to the idea of tov, good, and that is at the very, very beginning. Bereshis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz. At the very beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Ve'haaretz haisa sohu vavohu ve'choshech al pnei sehom. And the earth was confused and entangled, and there was darkness over the turmoil. Ve'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei hamayim. And the spirit, a breath of God, hovered over the waters. Vayomer Elokim, and God said, Yehi or, let there be light, Vayehi or, and there was light. Vayar Elokim es haor ki tov, and God saw the light, that it was good. Vayavdel Elokim bein haor uvein hachoshech, and God divided between the light and the darkness. While we will never understand the mysteries of creation, we can try and understand what the Torah tells us about the mysteries of creation. One thing we saw the Torah say is that darkness lay on the turmoil, meaning there was no light that could penetrate. There was some kind of darkness. There was something holding back the light. The Ruach Elokim was merachefes. The Spirit of God was hovering and somehow not contacting. Vayomer Elokim, and God said, Yehi or, let there be light. This is light. What does light do? Light awakens everything into development. Physically, intellectually, spiritually, light is the force that awakens everything into development. Vayehi or, and there was light. Vayar Elokim es haor ki tov, and God saw that light was good. At each stage of creation, beginning here, the Torah reveals to us this great and fundamental truth. Light is good. Development is good. And the continuing change and growth and development is good. God is the all-powerful creator of everything. Everything exists and continues to exist because it is his will that it do so, because its continuing existence and development is good. On the second day of creation, however, when division is introduced, the waters are separated from one another, the words ki tov, that it is good, are not mentioned. We understand, perhaps, that this dividedness is not going to be described as good. And yet, on the third day, it is ki tov. Why? Because the purpose of the good, the purpose of the division of the waters was revealed in the gathering together of the seas, the appearance of continents. That's the stage upon which mankind are going to act. This gives us a new insight into what is good. Sometimes we can't see that it is good until later on, when the purpose of the process becomes clearer. Let's reflect for a moment on this deep and mysterious idea of tov, good, and what the Torah has started to reveal to us about that. First of all, good is not actually defined by us, not by what feels nice, not by what's fun, not by what's convenient, not even by what I think is good. The definition of good is Vayar Elokim ki tov, and God sees that it is good. Second, that which is tov, good, is something whose purpose has become clear and evident. And until that happens, In this world, we don't really describe that as good. And third, sometimes it can take a little while before the real purpose of events is revealed and before we can see that good, that tov. Now let's take a look at the peak of creation, at the climax. God creates all the creatures that live and crawl in the waters, fly in the skies, animals walking the earth, and mankind. Vayar Elohim es kol asher asa, and God saw the wholeness of all that he had done, vehine tov me'od, and behold, it was very good. Vayehi erev, vayehi voker, yom hashishi, and it was evening, and it was morning, the sixth day. The Torah here is telling us something extremely powerful. It is saying, vehine, behold, pay attention. Something has happened here that you might not have expected. Whereas each day of creation, God saw the development of what he had made and declared it to be tov, good. On the sixth day, he was saying everything that was made and something new, hine, tov me'od. It is very, very good. What is very good? If something is good, and it's as God created it to be and fulfilling its potential of what it can become, what could be more good than that? What could be very? And of course, it is the very itself that makes it very good. The effort, the work, the veriness. Everything that we can see, everything that was created over 6 days of creation, it might look good to us. It might look less good to us. Certainly, that final act of creation, creating mankind, people don't always look so great to us. But when God looks at the entire picture, everything he has created, he says, this indeed is very good. The whole, all of the conflicting apparent forces within our hearts, in the world around us. There's death, there's suffering, there's inclination for evil. There are tornadoes, there are earthquakes, there are droughts, there are plagues. If only we could see the world from the elevated perspective of God and see that it all works together, it is very good. If only we could see ourselves from God's elevated perspective, if we could see that with all the conflicting forces inside of ourselves, we are very good. There's greatness inside of us. There's greatness in the world. And what takes it from being tov, great, to tov me'od, very great, is the struggle. It is the effort. It's every apparent shockwave that ripples through us and maybe seems to make an imperceptible impact on ourselves or the world, but is the struggle towards development of good, towards the goal of creation. If only we too could see that it is tov me'od, very good. And in fact, the Talmud teaches us, what's the difference between life now as we know it and life when it is perfected at the end of days, when the world finds its perfection? The difference is that in our days, some things seem good, some things seem bad, and we try and bless God for the good and bless God for the bad. But in the future, we'll only bless God for the good. Not because we won't bless him for the bad, but because we'll see there is no bad. It's all good. Unlike God, we don't see the coal. We don't see all of it yet. But if we could see, and when we can see what God sees, when we could see all the currents of every time and place, all the forces at work, all the influences, and the power of our free-willed choice that is the ultimate symbol of the struggles we face inside of ourselves. When we open our eyes to that and see it, ourselves and the world as God sees them, we too will see, hine, tov me'od, behold, surprise, it is very, very good. Understanding more about tov, good, helps us understand more about ra, that which is bad, or evil. What does that word mean? Ra, at its core, means broken or disrupted. You could think of the word teruah, which means a blast on a trumpet. It's disturbed moral harmony, where the whole is no longer seen as a uniform idea. When we don't see the long view, or can't see the long view, what comes out is ra. We either get an impression of ra, because we can't see how something's going to become tov, going to become good, or we can make choices that are ra, that are bad choices or evil choices, because we're not taking the long view. We don't see the whole of the picture. The first use of the word ra, very, very interestingly, does not actually refer to anything being bad. Vayitzmach Hashem Elokim min ha'adama kol etz nechmad lemar'eh. God caused to grow from the soil all kinds of trees that were pleasant to look at, v'tov lema'achal, and good for food. V'etz ha'chayim, and the tree of life, besoch hagan, was in the middle of the garden, v'etz hadas tov v'ora, and also a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So there's nothing actually evil here. There's just a tree that allows us to experience or understand things as being either good or evil, good and whole or broken. And therefore, God said to Adam, "Ume'etz hadas tovara lo sochal mimenu, ki ve'yom achal cha mimenu mos tamus." From the tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't eat, because on the day you do eat of it, you do ingest that, mos tamus, you will surely die. On the day that you internalize knowledge and experience that isn't theoretical, but you're actually feeling it within you, that there is good and evil, then that experience of all that is broken and bad has become a part of who you are. And that includes death. And of course, someday, when mankind ultimately has worked its way completely back to God, we are told by the prophet Isaiah that death will disappear from the world. Before we take a look at how the book of Proverbs uses good and bad in light of what we've learned, I want to also call your attention to a verse in Vayikra that has a striking use of good and bad. The Torah commands that if you have determined that you're going to dedicate an animal as an offering to God, lo yachalifenu velo yamiroso tov bera o ra betov. You must not exchange or swap it, not good for bad or bad for good. Why is that? Why can't you upgrade what you're planning to give to God? When we give to God, what we're giving, of course, is ourselves. We're giving something that represents our effort, our drives, our powers, our personality, our activity, and we're giving that over to the service of God. You can't switch that. You can't upgrade that because you are not replaceable. There is no replacement for you giving yourself. As tov or ra, as whole or broken as you may be inside, there is no replacement for you, for your role, your mission, the significance of your contribution, the warmth of your heart, and God's willingness to accept you. As perfect a tov or as flawed a ra as you may be. Let's take a look now at how Mishlei uses the terms tov and ra in light of what we've learned. Mishlei, chapter 12, verse 2. Tov yafik ratzon mehashem, ve'ish mizimos yarshia. A good person elicits favor from God. A scheming person causes wickedness. Verse 9. Tov nikle ve'eved lo, mimiskabed ve'chasar lochem. It's better to be treated lightly and do service for your keep than to be a self-aggrandizing person who lacks bread. Verse 12. Chomad rasha mitzod ra'im v'shorish tzadikim yitain. A wicked person craves the prey of evildoers, but the root of righteousness provides for them. Verse 13. Befeshas vasayim mokesh ra v'yetzei mitzara tzadik. In the sin of lips lies a trap of evil, but a righteous person escapes trouble. Verse 14. Mipri fi ish yisba tov ugmul yedei adam yashiv lo. The fruit of a person's mouth will replete him with good. Payment for a person's handiwork will be returned to him. Verse 20. Mirma belev horshe ra uliyoatse shalom simcha. Deceit lurks in the hearts of those who plot evil, but those who advise or counsel peace have gladness. Verse 21. Lo yeune la tzadik kol aven. No iniquity befalls the righteous, urishaim mal'u ra. But the wicked are filled with bad. Verse 25, De'agav v'lev ish yashchena, v'davar tov, yisamchena. Where there is anxiety in a person's heart, he should try and hold that down. Let good things convert that feeling into gladness. Isn't it a little bit insensitive to tell me that I should suppress my anxiety and just let good things replace it? I mean, it's how I'm feeling. This is very wise advice. Why? Because our anxiety and our fears are based on what we see as the brokenness, or fear as the coming brokenness. Davar tov, a good thing. Yisamchena, that can actually make me feel happy when I remember that in the end, it's good. As a very wise rabbi told me, I don't know where you're taking me, God, but I know it's somewhere good. And when I remember that, my fears will in fact subside. Thank you for studying together with me. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.